Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. For that, my brother from another mother, Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to Heather today.
It is her birthday today. Yep. May 1st.
39 again.
39. Yeah. Yep. We married young.
Yep. And I thought of the question. I was like, I want to ask you if you remember your wedding day. And I don't remember. But I thought, let's save that to your anniversary, which is when?
July 26th.
Okay. But let's not take away from Heather's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we were talking last night. One of my frustrations, and I think hers too, has been for the last few years, every time her birthday and Mother's Day roll around,
yeah,
it seems like we have just been so busy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, with dance and... Yeah, this year, you know, my stepdad probably isn't going to live beyond another week or so.
Wow.
And, you know, so just all of this stuff going on, and it's just like, it feels like she gets backburnered all the time, and that's frustrating, so.
It's really hard negotiating that. I mean, right now I feel like we need negotiations regarding Mother's Day celebrations and who can go where. And
right.
Then there's the regular life and scheduled activities, and more it seems like people are trying to do things on Saturday for Mother's Day because the competition to get everybody together, and
Yep, all of that, I think, is true. And, you know, it's the, didn't John Mark Comer write a book about slowing down?
Yes.
And I have not slowed down enough to read that book yet, so.
That's a great line.
Yes.
You just made the best of the week right there.
Excellent.
You just made the
Wonderful.
Best of the week. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
And on top of that, this is graduation party season, and I've noticed a trend that people are having the parties earlier because of the handful of invitations. I think we're already, invited to two graduation parties on May 17th, and I know I'm responsible for doing, like, Chi-High softball doubleheader that day, so I'm like, oh, those are two I'm going to miss, but... I mean, like, that's really early. Like, I don't think the kids in either instance will have officially graduated yet. So people kind of beating the competition and saying, hey, we're going to go early.
Yeah, that's an interesting trend. I mean, you know, you always hope that something doesn't happen, that they somehow don't graduate when the end of May or June or beginning of June rolls around. Yeah. So, yeah. But maybe that's a good idea. I don't know, because it always feels like there's this competition once graduation is actually completed and trying to find weekends that are not conflicting with other friends.
I know. It is that challenge. And so Tess is at the end of her sophomore year, though. She's got a couple more years to go, right? So.
She's got some time. Yeah.
Very good.
Thankfully.
Yeah. But congratulations to her on getting her driver's license.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is.
You know, it's been fun not driving her to dance every night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a nice thing.
She drives herself. Do you get nervous?
I certainly did the first couple days. You know, I think there are times now, you know, like if she were to go on a longer drive, I might get more nervous. But, you know, we live, you know, 5 blocks from dance. And, and so it's not so bad. But
no.
You know.
All right. We are near the end of Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And by the way, happy May to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Into the fifth month of the year now.
That's, I finished my, we talk about my reading list, and I finished my, I think, 63rd book last night of the year. So I'm on pace to have one of my strongest reading years ever. And so, yeah.
So that's a combo of reading and audiobooks.
Audio and reading. Yep. Paperbooks and audio.
And also, it basically implies that all you're doing is going to work and reading. That's all
you're
doing.
That is a lot of what I'm doing. Yes. It's true. Yeah. This is our last devotion today, so.
Yeah, this is the last one. All right.
Yep.
John 17:26. It says, I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them.
And I wrote, Jesus' betrayal and crucifixion were imminent, yet notice what Jesus said. I will continue to make your name known that the love with which you loved me may be in them. He was about to face unimaginable suffering, yet his words still reflected the deepest possible affection for his friends. Jesus wants us to see in every conceivable way that God is not only loving, but that God is love itself. The Apostle John, who wrote down these words, also wrote in one of his letters to the church, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Every single thing that God has done throughout eternity has been an act of divine love. The creation of the world, his hatred for evil, and the death of his son were all acts of great love, just as his ongoing redemption of the world is love.
I love that first sentence in the last paragraph. Every single thing that God has done throughout eternity has been an act of divine love. He is love. So there you go, right?
Indeed. Yep.
Give us the closing prayer.
And I wrote, Jesus, you came to show the way of love and called us into your highest story, but so often I resist. I live a mundane, small life. Open my eyes that I might fathom the heights and depths and lengths of your love, and that no matter where I go, I am in you. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you later.
There we go, buddy. Jason Kahn's on his wife's birthday here on WWIB. I don't know. What can we play for Heather on her birthday? How about this from Twyla Paris? Heather, you are a daughter of grace. Happy birthday. Well, good morning. It's 6:21 and time for birthdays, anniversaries, and our promise of the day. And we mentioned that we go to the listener line right away. And so we do have a wake-up call request from Mr. Cody Ender today. And he says, today is my mom's birthday. And even though she's already awake, she would be up to talking on the air if you called her. And Pam is on the line from Fairchild. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Now, did Cody tell you we'd be calling or what?
Yes, he told me he was going to call. And I said, well, that's fine. I hope I don't lose you. Because I usually have pretty bad connections out here.
Okay.
In Fairchild.
All right. So, let's see. Cody is your son. How many kids do you have?
I have him and another son.
All right. And so, you going to tell us what birthday number this is for you today?
64.
Well, happy birthday. How's it feel?
Another day older.
64 trips around the sun, Pam. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, what do you got planned for your birthday today?
Well, not too much. Just kind of taking her easy. I'm kind of having medical issues.
Okay.
With age, I guess. But, yeah, just kind of taking her easy, doing a little bit of cross-stitch.
Okay. Yeah, well, that sounds fun. Any particular favorite food you want to enjoy today?
Well, my husband made some Mexican hot dish. That's what I'm going to be eating.
That sounds good. And then I'm going to let you go here in a second, but is there a song I can play? Do you have a favorite song that maybe we play here on WWIB?
How about Waymaker?
Waymaker. All right, we'll look for that one. Thanks so much. Happy birthday, Pam. Thanks for going on the air with us.
Yep, thank you. You have a great day yourself.
That's what a wake-up call sounds like, and it's often asked for on a birthday, but you guys don't take me up on it very often, but Cody's not shy. All right. Well, let's say good morning to Brett Gaboy. He's Community Relations Director for Hope Gospel Mission. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Mark, and everybody else out there.
All right. I was, let's see. First of all, we've got the big event. It's the first, what you hope will be annual, Strides for Hope Run Walk for Hope Gospel Mission on Saturday at Carson Park. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we're excited. It's Hope Gospel Mission doesn't do a lot of events. We decided to do one early spring to get people outside, get some fresh air, raise some money for hopefully changing lives with the people that we work with. And we're seeing a lot of good response of people coming out for Saturday. The weather looks great, so we're excited.
Yeah, the weather does look great. And I was with some folks yesterday that have put an event together. I saw Jesse Podolak of the Just Us for Justice, which has become Oh Freedom in July. And so the importance of that, we know for outdoor events we've had. And the forecast Saturday, sunny and 64, perfect, right?
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. Uh-huh. And, after winter, I think people are excited to get outside, have some fellowship and fresh air and, do something for that makes a difference.
So how long is the event? I mean, in terms of, is it a 5K? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're doing a 5K, which will be timed. So those who are more serious runners can come out for that too. But you can walk the 5K as well. But we'll also have a 2 mile that you can either run or walk. So a couple different options there.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so what's my job, Brett?
You get people excited, Mark.
Okay.
And ready to run and walk and, again, just have a good time. So we'll have the music going. We'll have, other stuff going on down there. We will have a medal ceremony for those that run the 5K, the first top three men and top three women. And so there'll be some prizes for that as well.
Uh-huh. And again, I felt like the light was put on for me yesterday. If possible, I don't know what the plan is to in terms of greeting the runners, but I want to be there high-fiving the finishers and celebrating with them as they bring hope to the Chippewa Valley. Is that okay?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It starts at 10 a.m. in Carson Park.
Uh-huh.
So if you come a little early, if you want to register day of, you still can. Come about 9:30. It's in just come to the big parking lot, and we're just adjacent to the parking lot.
So that's the big thing here with this interview, is that a lot of folks are registered already. I mean, do you know about how many?
I think we have over 250
okay.
right now.
All right, so let's get it up to 300. And if people, is it too late to register at this point? Just show up or what?
You can go on our website and register still, or morning of.
Okay.
Beforehand would be better. It might be a little hectic down there.
Yeah. So, again, hopegospelmission.org. You'll see information about the race, hopegospelmission.org, right?
Correct.
All right. Otherwise, it's Saturday, and how early are you going to be there?
Well, I'll probably be there. I'll be here. I'll definitely be there this time, Saturday.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Everything out. So,
all right.
It'll be fun.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there Saturday, the Strides for Hope, the first annual, and looking to just build on this in the future. And the weather looks great, so we hope to see as many folks out there as possible. Thanks, Brett.
Yes, thank you, Mark.
All for a great cause, obviously, Hope Gospel Mission and the great work they do in the Chippewa Valley. Well, it's a brand new month.
It is indeed. And as per usual here on the Wave Wake Up Show, we want to let you know everything that you can look forward to. The special events in May, for instance, it is National Chocolate Custard Month.
They got a deal at Culver's today, you know, $1
yeah.
for the custard. Barbecue month.
It is Clean Air Month in May as well.
This is the month to get caught reading.
May is also Mental Health Month.
Hamburger Month.
It is Salsa Month.
It is Bike Month, which we'll tell you more about.
May is Motorcycle Awareness Month as well.
That's a big one. Women's Healthcare Month.
May is Older Americans Month.
Mm-hmm, that's a little too personal there. National Smile Month.
National Egg Month. Hopefully the prices go down.
You could kind of blend these together because it's also National Salad Month. What about Egg Salad?
I see you there. Absolutely. And National Strawberry Month as well here in the month of May.
Getting us ready for that. And the picking really, I think, gets going in June. But, all right, we mentioned National Bike Month. You know, in the United States, about 0.6% of all workers commute by bicycle, which equals about 870,000 people.
In Canada, about 1.5% of workers commute by bicycle.
I think they're trying to outdo us. I guess the country with the most bicycles per capita is the Netherlands.
About 1.3 bicycles per person.
Wow.
Do you need
more than one?
Here's the thing.
Average.
I think if you're a serious cyclist, you're probably like, well, this is my road bike, this is my mm-hmm. off-road bike, et cetera, et cetera. So
that's true. Okay, so what's going on this month? I mentioned this earlier, getting a lot of invitations to graduation parties. So
yes,
that's already going on.
High school graduations. I have two younger siblings who are graduating college.
Yeah.
So, Elijah from Northwoods and Lydia from UW-Eau Claire. So congratulations in advance to them. Also, coming up tomorrow, that Marvel movie Thunderbolts is in theaters. Uh-huh. And I haven't heard a lot about it, but people uh-huh. seem to be intrigued.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail is a 50th anniversary re-release on May 4th, which is also a big day.
It's Star Wars Day, uh-huh. also a Sunday.
Yes, May the 4th be with you. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
May 11th, do not forget this. Mm-hmm. Circle it, star it. It is Mother's Day, May 11th. Don't forget.
For sure. May 14th begins the 47th Annual World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest in Memphis.
That sounds delicious.
Uh-huh.
May 23rd, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning is in theaters. Mm-hmm. I have seen trailers for that. It looks pretty cool. And you talk about Older Americans Month. Tom Cruise, I don't know how he still does so many stunts at his age. That guy is ageless.
He closed out the Summer Olympics in Paris and everything. Are they really serious? It's finally the end. How many Mission Impossible movies have there been?
I think I missed the last one, but I've always enjoyed them.
Yeah.
They're fun. The music's iconic.
Grace and Elena have watched a lot of them. May 26th, of course, is Memorial Day. So it is coming up on 7:29, and somebody enters into the double digits today, huh? Yeah, happy birthday to Caden Johnson in Eau Claire.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
It's crazy to believe that Caden is 10 already. Again, we say we're a family here at WWIB, and I remember when Caden was much smaller and much younger. So, 10 years old, double digits. Happy birthday, Caden, from your whole family and all of us here at WWIB as well. Hope it's a wonderful day.
Have a terrific birthday, and may the celebration extend forward. We talk about getting older and the emphasis on eat right and work out. How about a 4-second workout?
That's all?
Yeah. A study found 4 seconds of high-intensity exertion repeated periodically throughout the day might counteract some of the unhealthy metabolic consequences of sitting for hours. You know, they say sitting's the new smoking. The study relied on a specialized type of stationary bike that few of us have at home, but it suggests that even a few minutes or seconds of exercise each day could help substantially to bolster our health.
Well, I remember I used to do those P90X workouts, mm-hmm. and Tony Horton, I distinctly remember him saying, you can do anything for 30 seconds. Well, this is only 4. So
There you go. I started with some jumping jacks and leg lifts this morning.
Well, the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday, along with that great Chris Cruzy concert brought to you by the Stanley Movie Theater. So get your tickets at stanleymovietheater.com. And you know what? With the Derby, what do they call it? Like the fastest 2 minutes in sports?
Yeah.
There are always some very interesting names of the horses. There's the horses and the jockeys, but we're much more interested in the horses. And we have this game that's kind of a tradition, but usually it's Halvo asking me. This time, I guess I saw it first, so I'm asking you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Halvo some names, and he's going to tell me if it's a Derby horse or not, real or fake. So we'll have a right or wrong here. And
I told you off air, I do know this. I do know the favorite is a horse named Journalism, which caught my attention, you know? But anyhow, that's the one I know for sure. So
here's the thing. So often we're buzzing others during Tuesday Trivia, Win It Wednesday, things like
Should
that. But now, now a chance, I guess, if you want. I was running the board today. So the first Derby horse or not question is Coal Battle. Coal, like C-O-A-L, Coal Battle.
Coal Battle.
Is that a real Derby horse or not?
Boy, it sure sounds like one. I'm going to say it is.
It is.
All right. Ding, you're absolutely ding, ding.
Oh, so you got to give yourself a ding. Yeah, you got to give yourself a good ding as well, too.
Yes.
So, Coal Battle, you are 1-for-1. Second Derby horse or not, Baked Ziti. Is that a real or fake Derby horse?
You know what? I'm going to go with fake on that.
You're going to go fake?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct. 2-for-2.
There we go. All right.
All right. Baked Ziti is not Derby horse.
It sounds, what's Fazoli's? It sounds like something at Fazoli's.
So. How about Who's, with a Z, Who's That Girl?
Who's That Girl?
That's Who's That Girl? Is that a real fake Derby horse?
I'm going to talk here for a second. I think that's the toughest one you've asked me so far.
I agree.
Who's That Girl? I'm thinking out loud. I'm an external processor. It could be real. I feel like Vicini from Princess Bride. On the other hand, you may be trying to fool me. And so...
See, I'm thinking of Tevye. All right? And then it's like, but on the other hand... Okay.
Who's That Girl? I am going to say... See, I'm afraid to risk my 2-for-2. But I'm going to say it is correct.
You're going to say it is a Derby horse. You're 2-for-3, Halvo.
Two for three.
Right. That is not a Derby horse. All right. No problem. Okay. Chunk of gold. Is that a real Derby horse or not?
Now, at this point, I could just keep saying real and eventually presume that. That sounds like a real horse to me.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
You are absolutely correct.
Very good. 3 out of 4.
You are 3 out of 4. This is a hard game, so I'm glad that I get to ask the questions.
I'm ready to quit.
How about East Avenue? We have 3 more here. East Avenue. Is East Avenue a real Derby horse or not? Kentucky Derby this Saturday.
You know, on the one hand, it sounds real, but I'm going to say that's not real.
It actually is. It actually is a real one. 3 out of 5 is still solid. How about Sandman? Not Enter Sandman like the Metallica song, just Sandman.
You kind of fool yourself, right? I mean, it is that whole... battle of wits.
These
here.
Very eclectic names for these Derby horses. Uh-huh. 2 more here. So Sandman a real Derby horse or not?
If it's not, it sure sounds like one. I'm going to say it's real.
You are absolutely correct.
4 out of 6.
4 out of 6. And final real or fake Derby horse, Halvo.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Kenny. Is Uncle Kenny a real Derby horse or fake with the Kentucky Derby and that Chris Cruzy concert this Saturday? Don't miss it. Stanley Movie Theater.
I'm going to say it's fake.
You're going to say it is a fake Derby horse.
Yes.
You are absolutely correct.
5 out of 7.
That is really good. That's really good. This is not an easy game. And thank you for playing it so I didn't have to this year. Because you know I work competitive, and I don't like getting questions wrong, even if it's something ridiculous like this.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you, Caleb. And we both, you know, might have chosen to be game show hosts if the opportunity arose. So
it's great when you have the answers ahead of time.
Speaking of which, at Single Mom Saturday, the prizes, which were just bestowed during the lunch, and you had the big laundry baskets and everything, some of the discussion was people did feel like they won on a game show. So.
There you go. That's good. We were trying to help them realize how special they are.
Absolutely. And Mother's Day is right around the corner.
Indeed.
So we're going to be here to remind you about that. Crazy meals.
Here's the thing. The busier your family gets, and end of the school year, and it probably doesn't even let up during the summer, but the busier your family gets, sometimes meals are a little bit havoc-ridden, right? And so don't feel guilty if you're just saying, you know what, I got them fed. It might not have been a five-course dinner, but I got them fed. Because from the internet, we have some other parents who said, yeah, it hasn't exactly always been pristine, but at least I got some sort of nutrients into them. Real meals that have been served to families when they were in a hurry.
Yeah, so the question was, what's the craziest meal you've ever served? And somebody said, I served my family a chicken with two forks, no plates, no side dishes, just a whole chicken that was thrown into the oven.
Protein?
I mean, isn't that kind of what people do with rotisserie chickens? You pick those up and you say, here you go.
A brief aside with that. I think sometimes you might feel guilty. It's like, oh, that's all I could do for my family. Yeah. It might be creating great memories. It's like, we didn't have to use plates. We didn't have to, you know.
Right.
One of my favorite memories, honestly, as a kid,
uh-huh.
I don't know what we were doing, but we bought like a half gallon of ice cream and got a bunch of plastic spoons and brought it to a picnic table like we were camping or something.
Yeah.
And it was, Mom and Dad said, we have to eat all of this. We can't keep it. We have no way to keep it frozen. So everybody grab a spoon, dig in, and we're just going to eat this. And, you know, we took it down and just we all ate it together. I still remember that core memory. So
was
you never
it
know.
Vanilla? Do you know what kind?
I believe it had vanilla with Reese's peanut butter cups.
There we go.
So,
all right.
Also, craziest meals you've served your family in the interest of saving time. A whole bag of beef jerky. Again, protein.
Dinner is served. How about salami wrapped in a tortilla?
That sounds pretty good. I mean, some of these things I probably ate in college. How about a microwave baked potato with one square of American cheese on top? Okay. I don't see why people feel guilty about this. Not bad.
That would sound okay.
I can count that.
How about a honey bun and a piece of sausage?
There you go. Our friend, the Little Debbie guy, Mike, would be like, yeah, mm-hmm. Get those honey buns. How about a bag of microwave popcorn and two peanut butter cups?
Honestly,
it finishes off really well. There you go.
You got your main course and your dessert. A sandwich made of, I don't know about this one. A sandwich made of ranch dressing, bacon bits, and a deviled egg.
I like all of those things.
Okay.
What's the craziest meal you've ever served your family in the interest of saving time? The internet responds, a piece of ham rolled around string cheese. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, for real.
That, you know. If it's that's more of a snack, but okay.
Sure.
And the last one, rice with Heinz 57 sauce. I mean,
savory.
You know, there we go.
I'm just here to say don't feel guilty. As long as you got them fed, sometimes life just happens. And I would eat pretty much all of these.
There we go. A moment ago, just ahead of the weather here, we talked about crazy meals and we shared quite a few. And so we opened it up on the listener line at 715-396-1670 and got this.
Have you ever tried lutefisk with Limburger cheese?
No.
I cannot say that I have.
Lutefisk in general doesn't have the greatest reputation.
I can't say I'm eager to try that, you know, I'll take your word for it on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring some knowledge to you here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Caleb Ahava with you on WWIB. Four things you didn't know yesterday. We may even have some bonus factoids for you as well.
For instance, due to limitations in their neck muscles and spine structure, it's impossible for pigs to look up at the sky. I'd never heard that before.
I didn't realize that either. And they always say when pigs fly, but they won't even be able to see the other pigs flying because they can't look up. Four things you didn't know yesterday. The world record for clicking a pen the most times in a minute is 320 clicks. Just a lot of these.
Wow. I would not want to be a teacher or a homeschool educator.
320 in a minute?
Who just heard that and now all day will be trying to break the record.
It's kind of like the flip cup thing.
Wow. Third thing you didn't know yesterday, liquid spills account for approximately 60% of laptop repairs, so be careful.
Keep the coffee away from it. Four things you didn't know yesterday here in the Wib Wake Up Show. How about this one? According to the American Heart Association, you are more likely to experience a heart attack during the final week of December than at any other time of the year. Be careful.
After all the cookies and the stress from Christmas, I don't know.
Yes.
And finally, this morning, you want to learn a new language? Spanish or Italian are the easiest?
So, writer John Malathronis knows German, Greek, and English and suggests that you should learn a language because you're also interested in the culture and country. But he also says, along with Dutch and Norwegian, the popular Latin languages, Italian, French, Spanish, and Portuguese require about 600 hours of study to achieve, quote, general professional proficiency in speaking and reading. I can't even speak English, apparently.
No, you were brave to take on Malathronis. But of these, Spanish and Italian are the easiest for native English speakers to learn, followed by Portuguese and finally French. I took French in middle school, Spanish in high school. Don't really speak a lick of it.
Don't know a whole lot. I took some German back in the day, a little Italian here and there, learned some biblical Greek, just enough to make me dangerous.
Yeah.
But I wish I could speak another language.
Uh-huh.
So he says about 750 hours of study for German if you're trying to learn that as an English speaker.
You know, we've obviously most naturally picked up on the English language, and yet I hear it's a hard language to learn, but a lot of people do seek to learn it all around the world.
Indeed, and credit to all of you who take on English as a second language, because, yeah, even we native speakers of it sometimes say, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I know. There you go, the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, we both play the game Connections, and
yes.
The thing is that all of the double meanings for words, right?
Yes.
It's confusing.
Whether they're deliberately trying to confuse you or, yeah, I don't know.